When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
It is the end of the year. I am sitting in the noisy chair. I'm going to try and keep the noisy chair to be quiet, but I'm not going to sit in the other chair because it's uncomfortable as can be. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I am your chief geek. And guess what's going to happen tomorrow? I am recording this on Friday, December 7th, a day that it has actually lived in infamy. It has for me. It hasn't for, you know, a lot of people, which is strange. But you see, I am of the age, I am a baby boomer, and my father and two of my uncles fought in World War II. And I grew up amongst all of them and their friends who are all World War II veterans. There are very few World War II veterans floating around today. As a matter of fact, I have five kids, and none of them now have living relatives that were World War II veterans. None of them. And by the way, none of my five kids knew my father. He passed away before any of them were born. My uncle, George, was alive for a couple of my kids. They knew him. My two older kids knew him. And my daughter knew him. But I grew up among World War II veterans. I totally understand what it's like to be around heroes, because I grew up around heroes. So anyway, but I got totally off track. I have no idea why. But anyway, tomorrow will be December 8th, and the first major bad you-know-what cold front is supposed to reach us. And tomorrow, it's going to be cold here. Now, today we had 78 degrees, which was a little chilly. I mean, it was cloudy and damp. I didn't like it. But tomorrow, the high is going to be 60. The next day, the high is going to be 56. I live in Florida. We're not used to this. We don't like this. This is early December. I know we're coming up to the end of the year, but I live in Florida because I like warm weather. I like to go out and look at my plants and see them all growing and smiling and happy. I do not like 60-degree temperatures. I'm not totally fond of low 70-degree temperatures, except in the house in the summertime when I crank the air down to 72. But I don't want to go outside and be in cold weather. I just don't. Maybe I'm getting old. I don't know. I don't know how all of you people in Michigan and Ohio and, oh my gosh, you people in Pennsylvania and in northern Ohio. It gets so cold in northern Ohio and in Maine and in North Dakota. How do you do this? I don't understand. My friend Bob, who used to live across the street, moved to Alaska, and I was on his blog. He has a blog where he's chronicling their move to Alaska. And he's been living with, you know, temperatures in the 20s. You know, he used to like wear really cool Hawaiian shirts, and here he is out there wearing long underwear. totally beyond me. I have no long underwear, but as I sit here tonight recording this show, I am wearing my jammies. I've got my long jammies on. They have little bugs on them, and I have a long sleeve shirt on, and I'm wearing my sockies because I am feeling this coming in. I am absolutely feeling this coming in, and I'm a bit nervous about it. Thus, I got an email today. And what a wonderful email it was. It was from a lady up north, and I forget, I think, I'm not sure where, but she said they are salting the streets because the streets have frozen over. Or I think, you know, she was preparing for that. And she was saying that, you know, does that damage the lawn? No, as a general rule, it doesn't. It used to, when I was a kid, growing up in Michigan, where, by the way, this, you know, there is climate change. When I was growing up in Michigan, we had much colder winters than they do now. And we had lots of frozen streets, lots of them all the time in the winter. And the trucks used to come through in Battle Creek, Michigan, where I grew up, and they would throw out all this salt all over the yard, or not over the yard, all over the street to break up the ice. It was extremely effective. It worked quite well. But the equipment that they had back then in the 50s and early 60s got the stuff all over the yards. And, you know, the first couple of feet of the yards anyway. And it always burned the grass, and it made it very, very hard. I remember when we lived at 528 West Michigan Avenue in Battle Creek, Michigan, we had the sidewalk, and you had the area between the sidewalk and the street. You could just tell where that salt went, and it would not really start to grow back together well until about June. And that was only if we had a lot of rain. And I remember my father just hating that. But that's the way it was. That was just the way it was. We moved out of that. By the way, if you go to Google Earth and you type in 528 West Michigan Avenue, all the houses are gone. It's like a giant vacant, you know, block there. All of the houses are gone. That we lived in a big two-story house there, and you know, we had neighbors on each side that we knew, and and then right behind us was Van Buren Street, and we had friends on Van Buren. Doug Lesh lived on Van Buren right behind us, and we had a hole in the fence that we used to go through to go over to his house. All of that is gone. It's amazing how the landscape changes. I noticed it when I, 10 years ago, I went up and visited for the first time in 42 years. But I went and visited and I drove there and I saw that then. And I had wondered here just the other day if they'd ever finally developed that again. And they haven't. It's all just a big, giant, vacant area right now. But we moved away from there and we moved out into the country to Mill Lake, where I really, really, really got into gardening as a kid. And they didn't salt the roads in those days. As a matter of fact, you had to go down this hill to get into Mill Lake. And when that, you know, we would have the blizzards and the snow and everything, all of us kids who lived at the lake, our school bus would come and get us. We would have to get up way early in the morning, a couple hours earlier, because all of the kids, it was their job to get the cars up the hill. And the way we did that is there was a giant box of sand that the county would come and fill the box of sand. And we would take our shovels out there and we would spread the sand over the road on the hill so that the cars could get traction to get up the hill so that they could leave. No salt, just sand. And that's what we did. And it was just, you know, expected that that's how we handled the whole thing. And, you know, the rest of it, we just kind of dug ourselves out. We used to have to dig, you know, my dad owned a bottled gas company and he had a truck in the yard and my mom's car was in the yard. And I can remember many a times where we would have to go out and shovel. We had a long driveway, had to shovel that driveway out just to get them to the street. And, you know, people with big trucks would come by in the morning and try and not plow the street because they had no snow plows. They would just kind of break it down a little bit so the cars could get out there. But it was our job as kids to get all of the people out of Mill Lake and up to work so that they could, you know, go on. Now, the school bus would finally come at 7:30 in the morning to pick us up. And when that happened, it would come down the hill. We would get on the school bus. We had already sanded the yard to come around. The bus would go down and turn around and get a running start, because it was a big school bus, to get back up that hill. And it always made it up the hill. There were a couple of times where it slid around a little bit. But, man. So don't worry about the salt, because nowadays they've got rather precise equipment that they put the salt out with. And I can tell you, on many visits to New York and other areas, Ohio in the wintertime, I, you know, and stayed there, and I have friends there. They tell me, no, man, that salt never gets to the yard. It always is on the street. And it does its job, and it does it well. And I remember in Long Island, out on Long Island, we had family out there. And those snow plows would come by at 5:30 in the morning and break up all of the snow and the ice. They had, you know, they had these like giant fertilizer spreaders on the back of trucks that distributed the ice. And that ice worked very quickly on breaking, or the ice, the salt, I mean, worked very quickly on breaking up the ice. It did a wonderful job. So there you go. That's my, one of my preparation for winter stories for you. Yeah, it's that sort of thing. And you people up north are saying, oh, he's going to have highs of the 60s and he's freaking out. Yes, I am. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
So, as we get into winter, there are things that we need to be doing. If you haven't done them already, we talk about this every year. So, this year, we'll talk about it again. And, one of the things that you have to do is stop fertilizing your houseplants. Now, you brought them all in now. You had a bunch of them out in the lanai, didn't you? Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek in charge. The chief geek in charge. That's me. Sitting here in the magical studio that is now adorned with really cool artwork, which is designed to muffle the sounds in here a little bit. And I have to say, as I've been listening to the audio, the old studio had marvelous audio. It just did. And when I moved out of there and into here where I had more room and I could spread out a little more and add some different elements, I was, pleased with the audio. But now, as we keep moving things around and adding these elements to the walls and adjusting the microphones and tweaking Adobe Audition Professional and all of these things, things are sounding better. I'm happy. And when I'm happy, it's just a good thing. But anyway, a bunch of you getting back to the house, you had them outside, you had them on the lanai, didn't you? Didn't you? And a lot of you were putting plant food in there to make, all of these things greener and growing and looking good. As a matter of fact, the people who make Peters 2020 are counting on you to do that. The people who make Greenlight Super Bloom are counting on you to do that. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to edumacate you on this now. I'm going to save you money. And more importantly, I'm going to save your plants, because that's my job. That, I wake up in the morning and the first thing that comes out of my mouth when I wake up in the morning is, who's got my money? Thank you, Grant Cardone. Then the second thing that comes out of my mouth is, how can I help someone with their plants today? That is what I say. Okay, someday I say, oh man, I got to have some caffeine. But I am telling you, I have devoted my life to making your botanical buddies happy. And all of your little botanical buddies that are in your house are not happy. Why are they not happy? Well, because the environment has changed. The heat is on. Oh, man. The heat is on. The humidity has started to evaporate. They're not getting used to, and the light, the whole light situation. Man, I'm telling you, what I hate about winter is we just don't have the light that we used to have in the summer. I'm one of those endless summer guy kind of guys. I want to live where it's summer all the time, which is why I live in Florida, where it is not summer. It's going to get cold tomorrow, but still not as cold as it is where some of you are. But I like, you know, I like light. And this time of year, we don't have it. And the house plants are suffering. They're going, oh my gosh, I need the light. Somebody show me the light. And they're not. So when we move the plants inside, one of the things we want to do is we want to make sure they get a lot of natural light. So it's good to move them near windows. Yeah, it is really good to move them near windows. And you don't want to move them, or you don't want to put them close to heat. And you want to add a little bit of moisture. And here's what I have always done for my houseplants in the wintertime. Well, I do it all the time. I have those little squirty bottles. Now, little squirty bottles work really good for keeping your cats off of furniture. As a matter of fact, I don't even have to squirt my cats anymore. If they jump on someplace, like they jump up on the TV and get in front of the TV, all I got to do is reach over and grab the bottle and they're like gone. I don't have to do anything. They're just out of there, gone, and you know, gone away. And then they want to come sit on my lap. But anyway, I have little squirty bottles, and all I have in the squirty bottles is water. And I go by all of my indoor plants in the, you know, in the wintertime especially, but I also do it in the summer. But in the wintertime especially, I go and I give them little and making sure that you get underneath the leaves. And I do that, you know, I do it in the morning before I leave. I do it when I come home. If there's nothing great on television and I need to walk around a lot because I'm old and I need to walk around the house. I walk around the house with my squirty bottle. The cats start totally freaking out, but then they see I'm not squirting them. I'm squirting the plants, and the plants really like that. But why are we not fertilizing? Well, even though the plants are in the house where it is warmer, they have gone dormant. They know. They know. Plants know. By the way, they listen to what you talk about. They know your lives intimately. I think they watch us. No, I'm calming down. Anyhow, they know and they go dormant. And when you add fertilizer to it, it doesn't pull them out of dormancy. The soluble salts that are in the fertilizer, they get down to where all those little feeder roots are, and the little feeder roots are usually going, let's suck in the nutrients. Oh, they gave us some plant food. But in the winter, they don't do that. They just sort of sit there and go, ugh. And as they sit there and go, ugh, they get burned by those salts, because those salts can be intaken into the plant. When the plant is taking nutrition in, then it says, oh, thank you, thank you. But when you do it now, when it is dormant, do I sound too passionate about this? Let me check myself. Anyway, if you do it now, when the plant is dormant, the plant isn't happy. The plant is not going to suck in all of those wonderful nutrients. The plant is going to get burned. Those little tiny feeder roots are actually going to get little black spots on them where the soluble salts from the fertilizer actually injure the plant. And then when the spring comes, And by the way, depending upon how much fertilizer you use, I see people kill plants all the time by fertilizing them in the winter. And by, you know, and they die and they're just gone. But if you just fertilize some, when the spring comes and the plant is supposed to start being vibrant again and growing and all of that good type of stuff, what happens? I will tell you what happens. It cannot take in the nutrients that it needs, neither naturally or from supplementation, from the stuff that you're pouring in there. Can't take it in because all of the little fine hairy feeder roots have been burned in different parts of the roots, and they cannot suck in enough nutrients to make you happy or to make the plants happy. Thus, what happens then? Apopka, Florida is what happens then. In Apopka, Florida, they grow more houseplants than anywhere else in the world. Apopka, Florida is the, if you take a helicopter and you fly over Apopka, Florida, you see all this shade cloth everywhere. Everybody thinks they're growing marijuana. No, they're growing houseplants. They're growing Diffenbachias. They are growing corn plants. They are growing all of these things, and they are shipping them up north for you to buy to replace the house plants that died in your house over winter because you overloved them. You overwatered them. You overgave them too much nutrition. They didn't want any nutrition. You let them dry out. You weren't nice to your plants. So my winter message to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is be nice to your plants. Tell your plants how much you care about them. Give them a little spritz of water. You know, a little underneath the leaves.
You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise.
IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
And I got to tell you, doing the show in the comfortable chair that is noisy is somewhat stressful because I can't move. If I move, you hear this. You hear that? I can hear that. If you can't hear that, then I've got a really good microphone, but I can hear that. So I have to stay perfectly still. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek, and I am here to spread joy, love, and understanding. Let's see. I got an email from a publicist who wants me to have someone on the show. I'm not going to do that. It says, "Hi, Michael. You know, colder temps have arrived. Right smack in the middle of ongoing home renovation boom. The National Weather Service has called for a colder than normal temperature for much of the northern plains and the Pacific Northwest. For example, we just got 2 weeks... We're just 2 weeks away from winter. Cold weather combined with tight housing market can make things difficult for many of your listeners when it comes to renovation time and increasing their home's value and sales price." Boy, aren't we all just sitting around the TV wondering about that? On this front, I'm hoping you will to interest you in an upcoming interview for your show on with winterization expert Stacy Fitzgerald Red, who works with the North American Insulation Manufacturers Association. There's a North American Insulation Manufacturers Association. How cool is that? Stacy is quite comfortable in interviews and does a great job of explaining helpful context and engaging the layman's terms how to best winterize your home, including the middle of your home and in the middle of your home improvement efforts. Well, this is wonderful. We're not going to have Stacy on the show because I just don't do guests anymore. I once in a while. Anyway, I can call this lady and set it up, but email me if you would like her on the show. But let me read some of her stuff, some of her wonderful ideas, and comment them on the way. Replace a traditional garage door with a steel one to let your home retain more heat. A steel front door will help on this too. Well, I didn't know that. I would have thought that the steel garage door would conduct more cold into the garage, thus into the house. Although I have a steel garage door, but I live in Florida. So, you know, that's just something that, you know, I didn't know that. Steel actually pushes the heat, you know, or pushes the cold out. I like that. Caulking and sealing air leaks is fast, cheap, and effective. Yes. Check spots where plumbing, ducting, or electrical wiring comes through the walls, floors, and ceilings. Look for dirty spots on your ceiling paint and carpet, which may indicate air leaks in your home's joints. Makes sense. I have done that for years, but not for that reason. I have done that for years to keep the bugs out of the house. Just always have done that. And let's see, what else? To keep things warm, once you've got the air leak sealed up around the windows, give some thought to your window treatments. If you can keep your drapes open when the sun is out, do so for added warmth. Okay, duh. store sheer linen and silk drapes and pillows after the summer, and for the colder winter, put up the ones made of heavy, opaque fabric if you're able. All right, I got curtains on the front windows that are made of cloth. There are shears underneath them, but there's cloth windows under that, or, you know, cloth drapes past that. I don't change my draperies in the summer or the winter. Same ones all year. That's me. But what do I know? Okay? I didn't know that. Well, I guess I knew that. And, you know, here's something they're not talking about. Have you had the guys show up at your house to try and sell you new windows? At the other house, I was looking to replace all of the windows in the house. It was a big house, and it was, I knew it was going to be expensive. So let me take a quick sip of soda here. Got to lubricate the throat. Thank you. Anyway, knew it was going to be expensive, but, you know, I was going to go to Home Depot and Lowe's and price out windows. I had all my measurements, and I was ready to go. Some guy came and knocked on the door, said, "I see you've got outdated windows. I would like to come and show you, you know, give you a price on replacing your windows." I always send those people away. That's just me. I send everyone away who is doing this on my door to sell me something, unless it's kids selling me candy or something like, you know what I mean? You know, I always buy from children who are doing fundraisers. But the guy that wants to replace the roof or replace the windows or put a solar system on my roof, I always send them packing. I figure if I want a solar system on my roof, I'll go out and look one and buy one. Same thing with windows. But anyway, this guy got through to the then Mrs. Gross. And she's, "Oh, well, he's going to come out tonight at 8 o'clock, and he's going to, or 7 o'clock after dinner, and he's going to show us their windows, and he's going to measure up the house and do all of this." So I said, "Okay, that's fine. We'll let the guy, you know, give us a price. I'm good with that. We can do that." Guy shows up. And he, first thing he does, introduce himself, and he brings in a window, a small window, but he brings in a window. And the guy's a big guy. I thought I was a big guy. This guy's a big guy. Big guy comes in, takes tape measure out, and he starts measuring windows. He had to go in every room of the house to measure the windows. I thought he would go outside and do that. So, you know, mistake number one on his part, measured from the inside. My daughter didn't want him in his room. My son, Jamie, was playing video games in his room. He didn't want him in there. Zach certainly didn't want him in his room. You know, I didn't want him in our room, but that's what he did. He was in all of our bathrooms. Yeah, can't you do that from outside? But anyway, enough of that. Then they come through. And he's sitting there calculating everything up and all of this good type of stuff. Then he starts telling us about his windows. And he's got this little thermometer thingy. And he says, "I'm going to tell you something. Your windows are so bad that so much heat is getting into your house that it isn't even funny." And he had a heat lamp. All right. He had this heat lamp. And he walked outside our sliding glass door, and he turns this heat lamp, plugs the heat lamp on. I'm going, "What in the heck is going on here?" And he shines it to the glass of our sliding glass door. And then he's got this little electronic thermometer thingy that has like a little laser on it, and he shoots it up there. And you go, "Look how much heat is coming through there." I said, "Whoa." You know, and it was like, I don't know, it was like 170 degrees or something. I forget what it was. So then he brings the heat lamp into the house, and he plugs it in the house, in the dining room where we're all sitting, mesmerized by this guy. He goes, "Now I want to show you our triple pane, super duper window that does all this stuff. It washes your car for you. It does all of the," and he sticks the thing right up next to the window and blasts it in there, and he sticks the thermometer on there. You know, he goes, "Oh, let's give it a little bit more time to heat up." And he sticks it on there, and it's like 75 degrees. So the heat wasn't coming through the window. He said, "You see, we're going to save you so much money. Once you put these windows throughout your whole house, your electric bill will go down dramatically. It is just the most wonderful thing. It's going to go down by hundreds of dollars a month. You're going to save and save and see your heating bill, your air conditioning bill will all go down and down and down." And So then he comes up with the price, and the price that he comes up with to replace all the windows in my 2,600 square foot, four bedroom, two bath house was something like $37,000. But that's if you buy today. If you don't take the offer today, it's going to be $44,000 tomorrow. I said, well, there's the door. You have a nice day. Goodbye. He goes, I've spent all this time with you. I said, I know. Oh, the other thing he did is he put the window down on the floor and he jumped on it and it wouldn't break. And, you know, and he's a big guy. So that was his other thing. Yeah. He left. I went, you know, bought windows at Home Depot, found somebody to install them. I think we spent around, I don't know, $9,000, something like that. So, yeah, and it's just fine. And I remember, you know, talking to the then Mrs. Kroos and saying, you know, we live in Florida, but I have never seen it get to 160 degrees outside. So even with the existing windows, I think we're fine. I think everything's good. So, you know, that was something. Another thing we can talk about, but we're running out of time, is, you know, insulation in the attic. Now, on that one, I'm a biggie. I like blown-in insulation. I got a ton of it in my attic. I had, you know, a friend of mine come. He had the machine come and blow this insulation in that has borate in it, which actually kills bugs naturally. But I'm going to tell you, when we did that, the air conditioning bill around here went down rather dramatically. So those are things that you can look into to winterize your home. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564.
That's 800-296-1564.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
I did it. I wasn't going to do it. I really wasn't going to do it, but I did it. Yeah, that's what I did. I did it today, and it's been a disaster all day. I've got to work on this. Oh, what did I do? Well, first of all, who am I? Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Kroos. I am the geek here, and we talk about plants. And we're going to talk about an artificial plant right now. I put up the Christmas tree. Yeah. My artificial pre-lit Christmas tree. Now, I used to have, when I bought this house, and I had at the time my daughter living here when the former Mrs. Kroos and I split. She kept the big house, the nice house. I bought the small house, which I love. It's a nice house. I really love this house. It's smaller, but it's easier to manage. There was me, and there was my daughter, and my son Zachary. And Zach was here like 2 or 3 days a week. Then pretty soon he was here all the time. And I wanted Christmas to be real special. So I went out and I bought a whole bunch of Christmas lights and I slapped them out all around the house, you know, did really good. And then I bought at Lowe's, I bought an artificial 6 foot tall Christmas tree. Now, you know, I grew up where traditionally we had the real trees, but you know, I said, I remember a good friend of mine, John Claridge, his brother, his late brother, told me this years ago, probably 40 years ago when he was married. He said, you know, we bought an artificial tree and we paid a lot of money for it, but it's a one-time expense. And now we can use that money that we were going to spend on the tree for gifts for the kids. It made perfect sense. And you're not dealing with the needles and everything. I know some people love to have a real tree, and I grew up with real trees, but I totally understand. So, you know, when I bought the house, I immediately went and I bought a 6 foot tree, and it wasn't a cheap one. It was a whole bunch of money. It was a whole bunch of money. And then I said, okay, I didn't get any of the ornaments. All of my family ornaments stayed at the other house. And I'm talking about the ornaments that I had as a kid. They all stayed there. They all stayed there. I said, that's fine. And I said, I'm going to design this tree the way I want it. So I got red and blue bulbs. Red and blue bulbs. all of them the same size, and then some of them in various sizes. And I strategically, you know, I set the tree up. It had the lights already in it. I strategically put the bulbs all the way around so there was a nice blend of the colors, and it was really nice. And I got this really nice blanket to put underneath the tree, and it was wonderful. It was a beautiful tree. It looked wonderful. I mean, absolutely wonderful. And I use that tree every year. You know, you put it back in the box and you put all the ornaments back. Now, my daughter kind of took over on the ornaments. She said, "Dad, your ornaments look really good, but I'm going to, you know, we got to make this more homey." So she went and, you know, got some of the old ornaments from the other house and brought them over and, you know, moved some things around. And, you know, actually she did a much better job than I did. But, you know, it still looked nice. It was very special. It was just really, really nice. And I had it in there every year until 4 years ago this week. As a matter of fact, 4 years ago this week, I went into the hospital. I got very sick, almost died. I spent the entire month of December and half of January in a hospital having all these surgeries where they kept telling my family I was going to die. And, you know, but I didn't. I survived. But I remember the lovely ex-Mrs. Gross, who was quite wonderful to me, by the way, whilst I was sick and in the hospital and having emergency surgeries at 1 o'clock in the morning. But I remember very little about being in the hospital, but I remember her saying, "I was over at your house and I see you hadn't put up the tree yet. So I took the tree and we're going to use it at our house." And you know, my grandson was there with my daughter, who at the time, you know, had my grandson, was living with her. And I thought that was wonderful. Cassie would fix the tree up. It would look wonderful. I said, "That's fine." So off that went. I survived that. And then, I don't know, didn't even think about it for months and months and months and months and months. And then the following year, sometime in November, I said, "Hey, I need my tree back." She goes, "Oh, well, I threw it away after Christmas." I said, "You what?" She goes, "I threw it away after Christmas." I said, "Well, that's nice. You know, that's nice." So Zach and I did not have a tree. And, you know, we were pretty good with it. You know, I take that back. We had a little ceramic tree that we stuck, that I had, and we stuck that up. And, you know, and then, I don't know, a couple of years ago, Zach said, "Dad, we need another artificial tree." I said, "Okay, but I'm not getting a big one. I got a little one." And, you know, just like the big one, it had the lights all in it. It had a really nice shape. It wasn't cheap. I forget what I paid for it, but it wasn't cheap. And stuck it up in the corner by the front window. And it looked, you could see it from, you know, at night. I'd have the drapes open. You could see it and it's blinking and it's nice. It had programmable lights and everything. And we put a couple of ornaments on it and it was nice. It was very, 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 very nice. Well, I don't know. That was 2 years ago. Last year, Christmas came. And for whatever reason, we were very busy in December. And we just didn't put up a tree. Just did not put up a tree. So it just stayed there. Well, this year I decided I'm putting up the tree. So today, this morning, I put up the tree. Went out, got it out. It was in the laundry room in a box in a corner. Pulled it out, stuck it up. I had this really cool antique, I don't know what it's called. It's like an end table, but it's too tall to be an end table. And it has three drawers in it. And it's solid wood, and it's wonderful. And my neighbor refinished it for me, okay? And it looked beautiful, and it just seemed like the perfect place to put the tree. So I stuck the tree there. I plugged in the lights and everything, and my two cats went bonzos. I had to leave. I had to go out today. And when I came back, there was the tree on the floor. And I said, "Okay, guys, what's up with this? All right, what is up with this?" So I put the tree back up. And, you know, I said, you know, what can I do to prevent this from happening again? And I went out and I took a couple of books and I put them around the base. And then I put a blanket around that. And I figured that would stop it. And the next thing you know, I walk in here to the studio. And what do the cats do? I hear it falling. They're out there and they did it again. So I put it back up and I found some weights. I found some dumbbell weights in Zach's old room and I put those on there. So far, the cats haven't knocked it down. But Christmas is here. I hope you have a wonderful one this year. Hope you're having a great holiday season. This is Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Kroos. Have a super fantastic, wonderful day.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.